Some 30,000 Germans are killed or missing. Thousands are sent off to Siberia. Their struggle with the cold is far from over. Less than one in three will return home, almost 15 years later. August von Kaganek is severely wounded and evacuated back to Germany. He writes, "Faith disappears, doubt becomes obsessive. Death becomes your best friend, man's only friend, because it will deliver you from your suffering." The suffering of the Russians is not over either. Their country has been ravaged. Moscow has been saved, but millions of people have been killed or taken prisoner. And the danger is still there. The Wehrmacht has been pushed back 200 kilometers. Hitler orders his army to defend that new line at all costs. He dismisses 35 generals, including Guderian, and takes personal charge of the Wehrmacht. He will succeed in re-establishing his army's position, re-equipping his troops and plotting his revenge. The Wehrmacht remains firmly planted in Russia.